This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. New Jersey is home to a couple of closely watched congressional races, and this morning we look at the 3rd Congressional District, where Democratic first-term incumbent Andy Kim is trying to fend off Republican challenger David Richter. Richter says Kim is not the moderate he campaigned as 2 years ago, while Kim says his opponent is stuck on labels. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
Congressman Kim says he takes a bipartisan approach to his job, the same approach he used when working under the Bush and Obama administrations.
I think people in this district appreciate the approach that I take. It's refreshing to them that I'm not just a career politician, but instead someone that comes at this differently.
In Congress, he has joined 24 caucuses, many he says are bipartisan. But Kim's Republican challenger, David Richter, has made an issue out of one caucus in particular. The former construction executive says Kim's membership with the Congressional Progressive Caucus is proof that he is not a moderate.
It's a group that includes AOC and Ilhan Omar and the rest of the squad. And it's an extremely radical liberal group. There are no moderates in that group. And certainly Andy Kim is no moderate.
In fact, Richter contends Kim's voting record shows his real beliefs.
He's a loyal rubber stamp for Nancy Pelosi's agenda. He votes with AOC, who is way, way out of the mainstream of American politics. She is a radical leftist.
In response, Kim asks which of his votes were too liberal.
Is it the vote that I took to lower prescription drug costs? And that's something that I was immensely proud of. And that bill also provides everyone on Medicare vision, hearing, dental coverage. Or about campaign finance reform. I hear from most conservative to the most liberal person in this district, they're sick and tired of the big money in politics.
Kim says he's a very pragmatic person and that his constituents are more concerned about whether he can get the job done.
What they want to know is, am I going to be able to deliver on helping them afford their health care and lower prescription drug costs? They could care less in terms of labels and things of that nature.
There's an element of truth to what Kim says about labels in the 3rd District, which covers parts of Burlington and Ocean counties. State election records show there are more unaffiliated or independent voters in the district than Democrats or Republicans, but it has mostly been GOP territory. Until Kim's election in 2018, the district has been represented almost exclusively by Republicans since the early 1990s. Top concerns in the 3rd include military and veterans affairs. Not only is the district home to Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, but also to more than 51,000 veterans. That's the most of any congressional district in the Garden State. And like the rest of the country, there is concern over the future of health care. Richter, a strong Trump supporter, parts ways with the president when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. While the Trump administration is in court attempting to get the law tossed, he says he would rather have the law reformed than repealed.
I think you need to bring market competition into the system. I'm not in favor of the individual mandate. I don't think you should be forcing people to buy health insurance if they don't want to. There's no question that people that are young and are healthy, you know, shouldn't be forced to pay the same premiums as someone who's older.
Kim says Richter's stance shows that he's not engaging seriously on the issue.
We are literally talking about tens of millions of Americans losing their health care if the Supreme Court follows the direction that the Trump administration is urging them to go. So he is then minimizing this crisis that we're in.
In addition to Richter, businessman and veteran Martin Weber and lawyer Robert Shapiro are also running as independents. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.